Books on Tape presents Godless, The Church of Liberalism by Ann Coulter. Read by Elizabeth White. Chapter 1. On the seventh day, God rested and liberals schemed. They exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creation rather than the Creator. Therefore, God gave them up to passions of dishonor, for their females exchanged the natural use for that which is contrary to nature. Romans chapter 1, verses 25 through 26. Liberals love to boast that they are not religious, which is what one would expect to hear from the state-sanctioned religion. Of course liberalism is a religion. It has its own cosmology, its own miracles, its own beliefs in the supernatural, its own churches, its own high priests, its own saints, its own total worldview, and its own explanation of the existence of the universe. In other words, liberalism contains all the attributes of what is generally known as religion. Under the guise of not favoring religion, liberals favor one cosmology over another and demand total indoctrination into theirs. The state religion of liberalism demands obeisance to the National Organization for Women, tithing to teachers' unions, reverence for abortion, and formulaic imprecations. Bush lied, kids died. Keep your laws off my body. Arms for hostages. Everyone is taxed to support indoctrination into the state religion through the public schools, where innocent children...